Blog Talk Radio.
When there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. If there is to be peace in the world, let it begin with me. When there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. When there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the world. There was nothing beautiful about April 15th, the Boston Marathon bombing. Who would do this? You could call in on 347-637-3789 and give me your thoughts. Who would do this? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. Tune in. Be ahead of the curve. Discover what the world has to say on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Live with Kathy. My email address is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, W-A-T-S-O-N, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on www.kathywatson.com and click on all of the buttons. The books, my speaking events, my topics, all things Kathy. And be sure and click on the video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. No one in the world has even thought of pairing soul songs and the bard. I'll bring you up to date. Our bags are packed. We will travel. It's a new genre for theater because it's original. Roger and I created together Timeless Rhythms of Soul. And I must give the genius credit. He brought in the segments of Shakespeare. I could not have done that. I just recite Shakespeare, and I don't want to mislead any of you. Several sonnets, a bit of Hamlet, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and I'm just fascinated with it. When I was studying with a professor at the University, DePaul University in Chicago, man, what a taskmaster. At some point in my training with him, he said, now Shakespeare. And I rebelled. Oh, professor, I don't need that. He shut up. You take two sonnets. I didn't know what a sonnet was. So he handed me the book that I'm looking at now. Man, it's been through wars and demolition. But a sonnet is a little poem derived from sonetto, S-O-N-E-T-T-O, Italian for a little song. And it's only 14 lines long. Not 13 and a half, not 13.99, but 14 lines. And the bard means a poet. Willie Shakes, the more I read about him, I am so fascinated with his life that ended at age 52. Did you know he had 8 children? But more about that later. Do click on, and it's on YouTube. Now, if you get in touch with me, I'll be more than happy to send you the link. Now, the DVD is only going to be little snippets. It's going to pique your interest. It's going to be a teaser. Because the whole program could go a whole hour, even more. Because audience, you're invited to participate. And then we have a Q&A period, question and answers. And what's fascinating? If you were to put Roger and I in a great big convention hall, he's at one end and I'm at the other, and the MC says, now, I want all of you to pair people up as duets, just 2 people together. I doubt that you would match Roger and I together. I'm in my 70s, pro-choice, exercise evangelist. Roger, brilliant vocalist and journalist, in his 40s, pro-life, an admitted couch potato. When I said, Roger, I called him, or did I email him, right after March 10th, when I did the fight for air climb for the in the presidential towers, benefiting the American Lung Association, I said, hallelujah, 50 flights in 24 minutes. And I was chastised the other day because I said to one of my followers, it wasn't my best time, oh, Kathy, don't say that. You finished. It's marvelous. I said, Roger, I may have been the oldest, and I was, but I wasn't the slowest. 30, 40, 50-year-olds, women that my time best did theirs. And then, while I was climbing the stairs, I thought about the iron workers. Frank DeMarco, when he and I starred in Love Letters, said, listen, Missy, when you're taking and you hit that stairwell, you're in good hands because we iron workers build it. And they have a passion for their design. Their work buried, never to be seen by the naked eye. But you'll hear more about them later on in the show. Timeless Rhythms of Soul, and you're going to get the DVD. Oh, you'll just love it. Timeless Rhythms of Soul, The Bard, Soul Songs and The Bard. It's an original. It's ours. And we do have a copyright on it. The DVD will only be no less than 3 minutes, no more than 5, somewhere in between. And when I was talking to Irwin, oh man, if you need a videographer, let me tell you, this man is unbelievable. Video One Productions, video, the number one, PRO.com, Productions, Editing, Duplication, Multimedia. Telephone number 773-252-3352. But you could log on to his website, video1pro.com. And I said, Erwin. He said, Kathy, listen to me. You want to promote your show. You don't want to bore them to death. Excuse me? He said, listen. We're going to edit, and we're waiting to get the original file. And we're going to pique their interest. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. But be the first. Be the first to introduce the Bard to the world via Soul Songs. So Roger and I talked about it this morning, and he said, well, don't you think we should put down that it's a 3-minute presentation? I said, well, we can't right now because we don't know what it's going to be, and I don't think it's necessary. Because in the cover letter, imagine only 3 minutes of your time. Be the first. Check it out. All we need is that one phone call. And sometimes when I'm talking to my higher power, I simply say, yo, how about in my lifetime? But everything in its time, where there's light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. There can't be harmony and beauty in the world without it beginning with each one, you and you and you and you. I don't care where you're located. The sadness. My heart is still heavy, and it will be. Where is this person or persons? What are they thinking? What made them commit this evil crime? It isn't just Tears for Boston. I'm looking at 8-year-old Martin Richard. And Crystal Campbell, I believe she was about 29, but he was 8 years old. And then the third is a college student, and allegedly they think he was from China. I can't be sure on that, so please don't quote me. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Way Radio. And the world is mourning. There were runners from Kenya and Ethiopia. You know, they all come here to America for the good life, coming to America. And this is what they read. Coming to America. You coming to Chicago? More killings and killings. And then there was one greedy truck driver. And it's on page Michelle Sneed in the Sun-Times, Wednesday, April 17th. Not everyone pitched in after the bombing. So there were people all around, and the FBI and the National Guard were carrying machine guns. Urged us to get out of the hotel to safety because it was not known if more bombs were going to go off. People were panicking. There were no cabs available. And this guy. This woman was coordinating the handicapped kids out of the danger and wanted to get them to the airport. She ran into this trucker. And the first thing he said was, I want to know how much you're going to pay me to take me to the airport. Now there's mayhem. People are dying, limbs, bodies, blood everywhere. Where was his heart? Black. So this Deborah offered him $400 and said, "Look, guy, it's all the cash I had." So they all piled on top of each other. The truck was big enough to haul all 18 wheelchairs in our luggage. And he wanted to be paid. You, the trucker out there, what I wish for you is sleepless nights for the rest of your life. How could you? Now, this is the first time that I've come across this with all of the disasters. Other people, they opened their homes. They did everything. But he said, "How much are you going to pay me?" Greed. But now here's the good news. What that trucker put out there in the universe, by his words, by his action, his intention, will come back. Oh no, it won't embrace him. It will come back to inhale him, to bite him where he needs to be bit, in his butt. Can you imagine that? You brought shame to the family name. Evil. What's in it for me? When there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. There wasn't beauty in this person, the trucker. There wasn't beauty who spent time, allegedly, I imagine, endless hours thinking this through, well thought out, premeditated. Pressure cooker bombs. Who is this person or persons? Federal agents zeroed in Tuesday on how the Boston Marathon bombing was carried out, with kitchen pressure cookers packed with explosive, nails, and other lethal shrapnel, but said they still didn't know who did it and what. But you know what? Sidebar. You're listening to Live with Kathy, and I take responsibility for all of my thoughts and what I say. You could disagree, but let's be agreeable in our disagreement. This is a pressure cooker. Now, is it local terrorism, international? Is this a ploy for us to be so absorbed in the pressure cooker that we forget about what the next bombing is going to be? The truth be known, when we were driving to the presidential towers in, 2000, I guess it wasn't big enough or, I don't know, prestigious enough. What would happen? You're in that stairwell, and the building is being bombed. Honey, you're dead. There's nowhere to go. You can't go up. You can't go down. You can't do anything. You are trapped. This was so premeditated. That this person or persons knew strategically when to set the bombs off and where. Now, an intelligence bulletin issued to the law enforcement and release late Tuesday included a picture of a mangled pressure cooker and a torn black bag. The FBI said were part of a bomb. Now, they did say, now, who saw this? Now, all of you, you know, I started to say it's great to have this technology, but there's too much on there. You could go on and learn how to build a bomb. Our kids don't need that. Send them out playing in the empty lot. They're kids. They're our future. They're not evil. But their brains just are saturated with video games that are violent. Why should you be able to go online and to learn how to build a bomb? And then we have copycats. You know, some publicity is better than none. Oh no, that's only in show business. The Chinese proverb, will there ever be beauty in the humanoids, the human beings that are exploding in this world? Animals don't do it. Rats don't do it. If you listened to the show yesterday, they're becoming very popular. Blog Talk Radio is archived. You could log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and listen to any of the shows. But I guess they're cute little cuddlies. They love to be tickled, and the best part is you don't have to walk them, and they love to laugh. And if you have allergies, allegedly this is the animal for you. Hundreds of thousands have embraced the rat to be their pet, to reign supreme with them in 2013. The image shows the remains of a pressure cooker that the FBI says was part of one of the bombs that exploded during the Boston Marathon. Now, they claim that they saw a man carrying two big satchels, black. And with all of you, with all of the iPod, the E-pod, the Z-pod, this video, this, that, and the other, didn't someone see it? Go back and do a review. I'm going to see what you come up with. Put yourself in the shoes of the mommy, the 8-year-old. There's a sign, there's a picture of little Martin on Facebook. His sign reads, "No more hurting people." And a doctor from the Chicago area won't forget the horror she saw. Imagine turning around and seeing a limb, a hand or a leg, and blood and guts everywhere. I want this heinous being. I don't know if he's human. You know, in Buddha, Nichiren Shoshu, the fourth prayer, what I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind in the entire universe. Hey, if you hear my voice, I wish for you what you just did to human beings. You've taken their life. I mean, do you feel good? Does it? Do these people who do these heinous crimes, I'm thinking of this mother years ago who killed her 3 children because her husband wasn't paying enough attention to her. Why the kids? She tried to take her life, but oh, she wasn't successful. I wish her sleepless nights for the rest of her life. And you do know I'm an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Oh, Kathy, how could you be so insensitive? Really? Turn it around. Walk in their shoes. Be part of it. Touch it, feel it, smell it, hold it, hear it. What if it was one of yours? Signs of our times, clear garbage bag bins. The clear plastic garbage cans were installed around Daly Plaza before last year's NATO summit. You could see inside of them. That's not going to stop them. If someone is intent, I read this. Here's a little bit of an analogy. There was this guy who was a felon. He was a crook. He was a burglar. He was everything. He went to jail for it, and he got the aha. He got the aha. He wrote a book for the good. And he said in it, I want all of you to know, now listen to me and hear what I'm saying. If someone is intent on burglarizing your house, they're going to do it no matter what. If the feeling, the urge, the rage is so intent, they'll find a way. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Call in 347-637-3789. And of course, you could always call me on my landline, 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven. Why? Because this gives me the opportunity to spread my message. This gives me the opportunity to stay on top of what is happening in the world and to share it with you, to absolutely share it with you. It gives me the resources to expand so that I can continue to create and to give help and hope to all mankind, to everyone on this planet Earth. You see, I told you earlier that Blog Talk is, it's a network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. Call 847-882-8717 after the show, but if you want to call in now, it's 347-637-3789. What is your heart feeling? If you were to get a telegram from your heart right now, what would it tell you? What would it tell you? You can write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195, and be sure and log on the web, www.kathywatson.com, and click on all of the buttons. And when you pray, when you meditate, send your love and emotional support to all of the runners, but to the families that have been affected by this heinous crime. And you know, the more attention we give it, whoever perpetrated this is loving it. This is what they want. This is their feeling of empowerment. This is how powerful I meant. I am. I closed down a city in America. There are so many other ways you could close down a city in America. By deeds of hope and help, of coming together as a nation, as one. You see, there will never be peace in the world, according to this Chinese proverb, because you have to have light in the soul, beauty of the person, harmony in the house, and then when you have that, there will be order in the nation. And if you have order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. I don't see it coming. Yeah, we seniors are moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new portals and vistas to enter, to explore, to discover new beginnings. We are not happy. This is not what we worked for. This is not our legacy. We seniors that I adore, we paved the way. We did it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it with charisma, character, and light in our soul to make it a better place for you. What have you done with it? Come on, all of you, all of us, we've got to take. Where did we go wrong? What should we have done that we didn't? The parents, the mother and father, that gave life to these people who did this. How do they sleep at night? We as parents could only hope to think that we did the right thing. We cannot take responsibility once they've left the nest. We would all hope that we sent them out with a terrific frame of mind and love for humankind and want to be loving and generous, caring and kind. Well, maybe that's what the parents of these perpetrators thought. We cannot now be responsible for what they did when they're grown up. But with our technology, which is great, but it is undoing us. You could learn how to build a bomb by going online. Now, how swift is that? Children, do not, parents, do not allow them to play those horrendous video games. Shooting, killing. Their minds haven't been molded. They're like sponges. What comes to my mind years ago? Two little boys killed somebody. And the little boy was not going to go home. And after the interrogation, I don't know, he must have been 8 or 9, he said, "Well, Mommy, could we go home now?" It was just a game we were playing. We saw it on the video. It was just a game, Mommy. Could we go home now? Mothers and fathers, grandma and grandpere, we are responsible for our children. Mold them with beauty and light in their soul. That needs to be your legacy. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Sponsor-driven. And those of you that want to be part of the Watson Consortium, give me a call, 847-882-8717, and will explore this opportunity for you. I don't know what you want, what your purpose, your business is, your service, or your product. You'll have to tell me. It may not be a match, and I'll be the first to identify it. Trust me, I'm not getting rich. I don't drive a Lamborghini or a Maserati. We live simply. And remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Pick up your pen and pad in your mirror, look in the mirror, and give yourself a great big hug. Hug someone love. So there isn't enough of light and beauty in our world, and it's not getting better. Mother Earth is sad. She is devastated. What is it going to take for all of you to know that everything in your life was by your choice? No one made you do it. It was your choice if you did it, and someone told you to do it. It was your choice. You're the landscaper of your life. It's you. There is no blame. You see, either right or wrong, you still made a choice. So it's time to stop the whining and the poor me and to start building the character, the charisma, the authentic you that's going to be duplicated as you get on in life. Role model. It's contagious. Be contagious as a role model to save this world. It isn't just America that was affected by this. It wasn't just America with the Twin Towers. It wasn't just America, 9/11, and all of the other heinous crimes. It affects the world, and it gives all of this publicity, is giving strength and credibility to the perpetrators. Today is the day for you to make a difference in your life and be a role model. So what are you waiting for? Get on your way. And all of this could be revealed on Live with Kathy. I custom design your infomercial. It's on 4 times a week, 10-week minimum. And then you get to be a guest on my show. Did you know that talk radio is an incredible marketing tool? It's for everyone. Blog Talk Radio provides timely information for everyone. And imagine, we're living longer. Yeah, maybe not necessarily better. But did you know that the fastest growing segment of America's population is 85? Did you know that 60 plus, we're shaping the world? Give me a call at 847-882-8717. You're listening to Live with Kathy, brought to you in part by Iron Workers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. I love to recognize them. They are creative geniuses. Look at the Eiffel Tower, Statue of Liberty, the Freedom Tower, the concrete buildings, the roads, the buildings, the bridges, who stand the test of time. It's a joy for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed, not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Iron workers offering a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Log on www.ironworkers.org. If you've listened to my show, you've heard me talk about the father and daughter author theme. Chuck Brazelton is our insurance agent, and he's featured in Choices, Chapter 8, My Life's Work from Frostbitten Toes to Fingers. The book is only 100 pages long. 14 of us bared our soul. We shared with you the twists, turns, the tragedies, the upsets, the unhappiness that we lived through. It was a learning curve for all of us to get us to where we are today. It's like a reference book, and it's timeless. It will never go out. Regardless of what you've experienced in your life, get this book, Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. It's a tribute to contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. Oh, you'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. None of us started from wealth. None of us came into this world with gazillions of dollars, a silver spoon, or gold in our mouth. We accepted the challenge. We had guts, now the glory. What you can learn from Choices? Oh, you can fulfill your dream. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. You can live your life in paradise. It's available at Author House, Amazon.com, and Barnes & Noble. Now, Lisa, his daughter, oh, the greatest gift. You'll love this book. I'm just holding it in my hand. Hold as keepsake the book near your heart. Use the daily mindful practices as gentle application tools and bring the wisdom you carry within you forward to unleash the power of you, to unleash the authentic you. Now, choices can be ordered. You could order through me by emailing Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net, calling me at 847-882-8717. If you want to order in volume, you get a nice discount. But that's determined by how many books you ordered. Lisa, her website isn't up and running yet, and I'll let you know when it is. Rika Cuff, Hoffman Estates Park District. Divine intervention. She is the director of the 50-plus consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District. 847-885-7500, extension 626. Be sure and log on heparks.org. You see, you don't have to be bored and lonely. It's your choice. Reach out, volunteer, get back in living life. Don't retire your passion, refire it, make it sizzle. Call senior centers, park districts, and libraries. Now, the tax man cometh and goeth, but you could always be in touch with Greg McIntyre, our CPA. Please. Not just an accountant, big mistake I made. Big learning curve, cost me tons of money. I hired an accountant. She was not a CPA. That choice came back to bite me in the butt. But you could call Greg McIntyre, CPA, at 847-255-2012 or email ahtax@ameritech.net. Now, I want you to log on. Steven Stressler, the CEO of Reviva Labs, celebrating 40 years of achievement, from humble beginnings to success. Log on www.reviva.com and click on Choices and hear his interview. I had him on the air with me a couple of months ago. 82 years young, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter. Come soar with us, unless you want to run with the herd. You could go over the cliff. But when you're an eagle and you're soaring, you have freedom, and you look down over the vast expanse of this world. Billions of people are waiting to hear your story. If you want to talk to Stefan, 800-257-7774, extension 14, or 18 to talk with Tracy and Madeline and hear about their marvelous products. Stephen and I have lasted longer than most marriages, been together 40 years. And we've never met personally, but over the phone, and I've had him on the air. He said, yo, Kath, the reason why is because we're never together. Rather interesting. But seniors, it is a challenge. You savvy seniors who've decided to retire. But wait a minute. I've got more. How about a home-based business? Now, don't give me this crap. Oh, Kathy, I'm not smart enough. I don't have a college degree. Oh, you don't need any of that. All you need is a product, credibility, a business plan that Lee will help you with. A home-based business. Don't take it lightly. More people are becoming wealthy today starting from nothing, and it doesn't take big bucks. Persistence, persevere, achieve, action, desire. And the fire in the belly, desire never, ever to let go of your dream. You see, this is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills at the same time. Lee offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. She has the products for your health and beauty. Yeah, looks do matter. And she also has a way so that you could get a check every month, passive or residual income. She gets four figures every month. Wouldn't you like to do that? But you have to get involved. Call her at 800-675-7022. That's 800-675-7022. And then we have Edith Nam. Do you want to write a book? Give me a call. I could make it happen. And no, you don't have to take a loan out. It is so affordable. Edith has written 6-7 books, but her latest. Now remember, she's an author, counselor, educator extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. Log on, ENAMM.com. or email ensharesmile@aol.com. Oh, you're going to be in the company of doers that get the job done. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. KathyStudio@sbcglobal.net. Write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. Log on www.kathywatson.com. And Wednesdays is always dedicated to We Savvy Seniors. Oh, come on. You know how magical you are. I mean, we are just so marvelous. I'm just so excited when I say that, because we're leaving one hell of a legacy. Okay, so you're moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, blah, 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 blah. But I got to get you off that couch. I've got to get you up and moving. I'm on the President's Council of Physical Fitness and Sports. Moving America, you're it, get fit. Oh, are you one of these? Your mind is set in cement, thoroughly mixed up and permanently. You say, well, Kathy, I've given my... No, you haven't. You've just given up. And then you don't belong in my consortium. Don't even bother. But I want you to keep listening to my shows, because I just may say something that gives you the aha. And then I will be joyful for you. Yeah, we are living longer, but not better. The quality of life eludes many because of your choices. Choices, choices. So you find yourself now, I'm an empty nester. And women go through it. It's more difficult. I guess they go through menopause. Now, I have to give you a little sidebar here. I think it was Wayne Dyer. The guy is brilliant. And allegedly, I don't know where I read this story, but I guess it is true. One of his clients came in for her counseling on depression. And very wealthy, well-groomed. She had everything. I'm so unhappy. And then he happened to look out, and his neighbor, this woman was, I don't know, hanging her clothes out on a clothesline or something. And he went out to talk to her and knew that she had a house full of kids. And he said, I just got to ask you a question. Are you ever depressed? Do you go through depression? And she said, I don't have time. I've got all these kids. I've got to be there for them. You're hearing thunder and lightning. If I end the show ahead of time, it's because of the lightning that is just, I mean, regaling the skyline. And I don't want it to come through my computer. But she said, Dwayne, I don't have time. I really don't have time. And then it reminded me of my empty nesting. Three children, oh, precocious. Brilliant kids, gorgeous too and handsome. I didn't even think about being an empty nester. I didn't have time. I don't know, have I been depressed at any point in my life? I don't know. I've been too busy. I am the pioneer of home-based businesses. Do you hear me? I started that when I was 25 years old. So you've decided to retire. What are you going to do, retire from life? And are you retiring for the right reasons? Now, are you retiring from your occupation, or have you retired from living life to the fullest? There's the distinction. Now, I'm sure that there were many of you that didn't have any choice. Corporate America, you know, downsizing. They decided that the younger kids could do better. No, the younger kids will work longer for less pay, but they're not bringing knowledge. They're not bringing panache to your business. so many savvy seniors. If you're a savvy senior, you may not be, but maybe you will get the aha. Many of them are looking to supplement their pensions, to help, want to take a little trip or to help family overcome financial hurdles by starting their own business at home. I started mine in my kitchen. I taught the art of professional fashion modeling in my kitchen. I put mirrors all around it. In the 70s, had 4 national winners. Okay, so now I really got you excited. I've piqued your interest. First, you need a match. What interests you? Is it in demand? A business plan? And don't buy into that, oh, I'm too old. I don't have the energy and stamina as a young person. What has age got to do with being a savvy senior entrepreneur? Third, there is no way around it. You got to learn the latest technology, the computer. I don't know. Can you invest in you? You want to be an entrepreneur? Can you stay motivated regardless? Can you broaden your horizons? Oh, here's the accidental entrepreneur. This is from the Wall Street Journal. There are women. Here's a Miss Evans who launched the full-time venture 6 years ago. She's not the average tech-savvy entrepreneur. She's a 73-year-old retiree from New York. She wanted to supplement her business. More than a quarter of workers 65 or older are planning to start a business in the next 3 years. Now, here are the experts, and I don't agree with this, so I'm not even going to. It's not challenging. You see, your brains and body don't get old. You do. Yes, you do have the energy and the stamina. All you need is the desire. It's a learning curve. When you're green, you're growing. When you stop, you rot. I don't know. Is that what you want to do? There is no risk. Because you're starting it from your kitchen. But what you need to do, oh, be wary of the scams. Anyone calls you and says for $35,000, no. You get in touch with me, 847-882-8717. Don't you dare. It didn't stop. What did I do? I started a business. I went and I got... it was on Well Street, Maxwell Street in Chicago. I found a milliner that let me have his hats, and I took them, and the rest is history. It's a learning curve. It doesn't have to be steep. It's your choice. You are not risking thousands of dollars. You need a business plan. This is why you need to keep listening to Live with Kathy. And when I say that it's a learning curve, there are things that are going to disappoint you, but you don't stop. So the only thing that I'm going to say to you is, if you don't have the will, if you don't have the desire to make a difference in this world, don't do anything. Just sit there and be a couch potato and exist. Take up space. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to that fire in the belly desire to make a difference in your life, seniors, because the world is watching us, and then in the world. Our hearts go out to Boston. Let there be light and love in your heart. Until tomorrow, remember to always be in your best loving elements. Until then, You've been listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Au revoir.